Last weekend's Luke Bryan concert at the Carrier Dome in Syracuse put the spotlight on a common problem that plagues venues and concertgoers across the state and across the nation: computer hackers that buy up hundreds of tickets early, then resell them online for a huge profit. WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports.
More than 36,000 people jammed into the Carrier Dome Saturday night to see country star Luke Bryan, some of them paying $750 for a $75 ticket. U.S. Senator Charles Schumer says that's not right.
It's getting harder and harder to see these shows at a reasonable price. And that's not the fault of SU. That's not the fault of the performers. It's the fault of something evil called bots.
These online computer programs can purchase thousands of tickets in a matter of seconds, leaving fans at the mercy of online ticket sellers who jack up the price substantially. And carrier manager Peter Sala says these online ticket sales also cause problems for the venues.
We have to thoroughly increase our staff to deal with the day of show problems, because so many tickets there's many relocates that come with these bot purchases, because the people that are buying through the brokers don't even know where the ticket is.
Schumer wants to crack down on this cyber scalping. He's introducing a bill that would make it illegal and fine hackers $1,000 for every ticket they buy using a bot. He's hopeful the legislation moves ahead quickly.
There's becoming an outcry here, because this is happening at every major concert throughout the United States. It's not just here in central New York. And so I think we could get this done by the fall of this coming year.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.